Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Barbara Hofmeister and I am your host for today's show. To be or not to be, the choice is yours. And that is exactly what we're going to talk about in the next 30 minutes. About the choices that people take in their lives, the consequences that come out of having made those choices. You're going to hear from really interesting people that sometimes have made wrong choices and were able to correct them. You will hear very, very inspiring stories, how people overcame their challenges and how people started to live their dream, to live the life that they truly choose to live, the life that they've always wanted to live. So get ready for an exciting 29 minutes from today's To Be show. Hi everybody, this is Barbara Hofmeister from the To Be Network, and welcome to today's To Be show. First of all, I apologize for being slightly late, but I couldn't call in. I tried. But I could not get into my switchboard on Blog Talk Radio. So I apologize for the slight delay. And I hope that we have not lost our guest for today because I can't see him. Our guest for today is supposed to be Nassim Rashid. And Nassim is somebody that really knows about building up self-esteem. He knows of the importance of self-esteem. And the importance of confidence. And, of course, I talk about that quite often. Why is confidence important? You know, in the old days, before I was confident, I thought to be confident meant to be arrogant. To be confident meant to be selfish. But quite the opposite is the case. Because in those days, before I became confident, before I actually knew what self-esteem meant, I was arrogant, or so it seemed from the outside, because I was on the defensive all the time. And whenever anybody said anything to me, I sort of hit back. That was a protective mechanism that I had developed over many years. But for the outside person that was, you know, spent time with me, they saw me as being selfish and self-centered and that kind of thing because I was always protecting myself, my little self, because in those days there wasn't more of me. And I think we have Nassim on the line. Nassim, are you here?
Nassim Rashid here. How are you doing there, Barbara?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing most wonderful. I appreciate your energy. I love hearing you talk. I love your message. I love your energy. Wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, I was just telling a tiny little bit about my story and how, you know, how I used to think that being confident meant you were arrogant and selfish. And actually, the years when I was very low on self-esteem, I was quite selfish.
Yep,
and
seemingly
arrogant to the outer world. So I want to have your take on that. Tell us a little bit about that, the importance of confidence, of self-esteem, how you achieved it, and how you can help people do it.
Well, self-esteem is so, so very important. Some people, as in your case, will lash out when someone is approaching what you might think is the wrong way, because what happened, you're being very defensive. You don't feel good about yourself. Others, like myself, were more inward, and we tend, instead of lashing out, we lash inward and hurt ourselves and go into the area of depression. And so this is why it's very, very important to have a high regard of yourself. Have a high regard. Love that image you see in the mirror. And besides what you see in the mirror is what you see through those eyes inside of the image, which is the God spirit, the source inside. So it's more than one self we're talking about, have esteem for. It's for the outer self, which is very, very important, and also the inner self. We have to love both of them and have a high regard for both those. And when we have both of those in sync, what happens, we are a nice, whole, warm, giving human being, seeing the love in everybody, seeing God in everybody, and seeing our connection with everybody.
Yeah, I think that that is important for people to understand, or for all of us to understand, that when we are confident, when we are secure within ourselves, when we have that love for ourselves, we also have the love for others, and we have the respect for others. While when we don't have it, when we don't respect ourselves, don't respect our time, we do not have the same respect for others either. So
no.
We are insulting other people at the same time as we are insulting ourselves. And by the way, I used to be also destructive in
inside
Oh, really? Of myself. Just I didn't have depressions. I don't tend to get that. I'm too high on energy, I suppose. But no, I definitely also had my own, you know, beating myself up every time even the tiniest little thing went wrong, and everything was my fault always. So quite, yeah, that was pretty pretty tough.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit more. What can people do to actually build their self-esteem? Because I know that it's a big issue for so many people, and when they don't have belief in themselves, they will not take the steps necessary to get where they want in life because, you don't dare.
No. Well, first of all, man, especially when we're young, have no idea about the divine self within. We don't. That's a foreign concept to most people, even adults, especially younger people. When you talk about the divine self, they have no concept what that is. So, therefore, we have to start with the very basics. Just know that you are a divine, wonderful creature, wonderful human creation that's placed on this earth for a divine purpose. Just know that because our fingerprints are so unique to us, all right, so is our spirit unique to us. It's wonderful and gracious, and we have been given the perfect mold for ourselves. Whether you're Kathy, John, Ronald, you're a perfect Kathy, John, or Ronald, perfect in that mold, and there's nothing wrong with that mold. Like those saying goes, God doesn't like ugly. He doesn't create ugly. So therefore, everything that we've been created in is the perfect mold, and we should love that. So you got to first, love that part right there. And it's okay. We don't compare ourselves to others at all, and that's a real problem that a lot of young people have. They want to be like someone else, and it's about being the best that you can be within yourself. Be that best person. And whatever you're doing, compare yourself to you and love you and have a good relationship with yourself. Love yourself. Take yourself out to dinner. Wine and dine yourself. Kiss yourself. Hug yourself. You know, dress yourself. Adorn yourself. And it's okay because what happens, God is beautiful and he loves the beautiful. So be okay in your skin. Like that first. It's okay. It's wonderful. And once you get to that point, then we can look at the next point of having that divine self inside and so forth. But you first have to start with loving where you are and being okay there, saying you are okay. That's why I love affirmations. I love affirmations, you know, because what happens, people can hear what I'm saying, and they might say, it sounds good. Okay, my left brain can accept that. Okay, I can see how that can be beneficial. All right. But then what happens after the conversation, they go back to their own dreadful life. So what happens, what are you saying to yourself when you're by yourself, when no one else is around? What are you saying there? And that is that self-talk, the intrapersonal communication, that self-talk that makes a big difference. What are you really saying to yourself? And at that level, when no one else is around, even then tell yourself you love yourself. Even then appreciate yourself. Even then, laugh and hug yourself and be okay. Do it right then for yourself, not for me or anybody else, or Barbara or your teacher or parents. Do it because it's what you need for yourself. Love yourself in those quiet moments. That's what I'm talking about. That's how we start.
Yeah, I agree. I have that also in my To Be book. I talk about tapping yourself on the shoulder and not wait for somebody else to notice that you've achieved something or that you've completed something.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we don't recognize ourselves, who will, right?
That's right. That's right. That's so very important. I'm glad you have your workbook. I like that. My book, Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self, talks about that in depth. Because I've had a lot of years in the counseling field, and I've put together this how-to life manual, so to speak, and teaching us very, very basic steps on how to do that, how to pick that mirror up, what to say to yourself, what to say over and over and over to yourself, writing certain things down, and internalizing, having post-its on your computer, in your car. When you open your wall, you see more affirmations. You have affirmation cards, your affirmation tapes. You're going to bed listening to them. So what happens is that it gets by your conscious mind gets into your subconscious, and that's where you want it to go. When
yeah,
you have
it starts
a plane,
to get
when you're
integrated, writing,
think about it,
uh-huh.
It goes right to your subconscious, and then it starts creating changes because it's in the subconscious area is where changes start taking place.
Definitely. So tell us a little bit about your book. Is it already on the market?
Well, you know, it's coming out real soon. A lot of people are asking about it. Matter of fact, I've got it right in front of me right now. I'm going through the final editing process with it. And it's going to be on Inkwell Productions Publishing. Inkwell Productions Publishing will be on their website, Amazon, Borders. Everybody will have access to the book. Again, it's called Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self, with 14 chapters, starting very, very basically, starting with the chapter Forgiveness. You know, and see, the thing about it, when we're talking about self-esteem, we're talking about making changes in our life, if we haven't taken care of the idea of forgiveness, I'm telling you, nothing is going to work. We got to start there. You got to start letting go, understanding the benefits of letting people go, letting ideas go that do not benefit us, letting them go and so forth. Someone has hurt you a long time ago, let them go. Let them go. Forgive them. Let them go. You know,
yeah,
and move on, because you can't move on if you're still holding on to old baggage back then.
Yeah, that's very true. It's dragging you down, and the other person is not even aware of it. So you're just dragging yourself down, and it has nothing to do with the other person. They don't even know. They've long since forgotten, or they were not even aware that they did anything, you know.
They have no idea. They're laughing, having a good time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's why it's so important. You know, so we start there. But then we go into validation. And on my program on the same network, blogtalkradio.com/reconnected, again, reconnected is the last word. You can go to there. And we did a whole series on validation, which is also the second chapter in the book. See, so what I'm doing, I'm taking the chapters of the book and making series out of them on the radio program, validation. You know, that's so very important. Validation. I mean, I had a doctor on the program that gave me new insights. He was saying the sun validates the plants. I said, wow, so validation is life. I said, I had never thought about it in that perspective, is that when you actually give someone value of themselves, that's food for them. That's food for them. Telling them that they're a great human being and that they have great potential within them, that's food for them. And
that's
so we're
cool.
Feeding people when we tell them these great things. And see, all that adds to self-esteem. You see, when a child does something wrong, instead of saying, you're no good, you're stupid, how can you do something, you're stupid, get away from here. No, the behavior wasn't the smartest thing to do, but that person is still a divine angel inside. And we need to say, well, no, that act wasn't really aligned with your spirit inside. Your spirit is much greater than that. I know you can do better than that, because you're a great person. What you did was not healthy. So we have to work on that and measure up to the potential that's already inside of you. You're great. I know you're great.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
That also says at the same time that says that you are not your behavior.
Right.
The core
you
is not
you
how you behave, yeah.
Right. You're separating, and that's very important. See, that's validation. Mm-hmm. So that's why we have to learn how to validate everyone we can. When I see kids, I'm always validating these kids all the time. When I see them all the time, pump them up, you know. And it's very, very important. And one another too. And know first of all that source energy, infinite intelligence, God is all inside of every one of us, and love and respect that. You see that, and I'm telling you, when you do that, it'll be shown. People will notice that. Yeah, for sure. So that will take care of a lot of problems we have today in the world. I'm telling you. So that's first. Then we go to self-esteem, visualization, self-image, communication, listening skills, optimism, gratitude, faith, spirituality, codependency. You know, so now after this point, now we're looking at some real serious emotional issues. Now we have, I have the 12 principles of recovery. Now that's not just for drug addicts, but the 12 principles of recovery has a lot of great ways we can make a transition from our old way of thinking to a new way of thinking. That's in there. Then after that, we have identifying and managing emotions. You see, where we put our emotions, you were talking earlier about being emotional instead of being rational. And how do we be more rational so we can have a better life for ourselves? I talk about in that chapter. In the last chapter, I talk about how we can go back in time and in virtual space and be that mentor, be that coach for that little child self within. Now, that's the magical part of the whole book there. How to go back there and have a whole virtual, new virtual experience of how you grew up and how you can actually change the feelings of what you experienced when you're young. And that's what I love about the whole book. It leads into that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So do people need to go back into whatever happened in their childhood years, or do you lead them into going back to their childhood, or is it necessary for everybody to go back?
Well, you know, when you have some emotional blocks and barriers, you know, it's good. Now, you don't have to. What happens in the course of the book, you're getting healed, you're making your transition already just by the contents I just mentioned, all right? But what happens is to solidify it, to have a great experience with that inner child of yours, to have a new kind of even day-to-day experience and have fun with that child within, then it's necessary to go back to have that. But what happens, you're not reliving, you're not confronting anybody, you're not reliving anything. What you're doing everything from a healthy mentor perspective. In a book, it's kind of, I can abbreviate it now, you're kind of, I'm sitting next door to your old family, and you're the same adult. If you're like 45 years old now, you're 45 in my scenario, and you're consulting and coaching your old family next door, you're having all these little scenarios with your little child stuff, little counseling sessions, reading sessions. You're asking your child stuff how the day was going today and so forth. And you're like the best friend next door to your old child stuff and having fond memories. It's all positive. No. The child stuff brings you issues that they were having in the home, and you, the healthy mentor, you advise the child, you know, what to do. Or you will say, I'll talk to your mother for you. I'll make sure she treats you like a divine human spirit that you are.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of thing. And it's from a healthy perspective. We're not trying to relive dangerous moments or trying to confront anything or trying to, no, we're not trying to do any of those things. We're just trying to have a positive relationship with our child self and do it on a regular basis. And think about it. You can do it every day. You can be in your car and have your child self next to you and talk to your child self and have a good time. And when you run into old family members that gave you a hard time, you can now go in virtual space and change them all, create new family members entirely, have a good time with them. It's all about how you feel. If you can change how you feel about certain members, that's all that matters anyway. You can laugh and joke and have a good time with these virtual members and have a wonderful experience. And it doesn't matter what anybody thinks about how you're feeling, because you're feeling good within yourself. And that's all that matters.
Yeah. I agree with you on that one, definitely. I was just, while you were talking, I was just sort of thinking of certain moments in my life. And, for instance, I've gone to the Hoffman Quadrility process, and there the first few days you're not allowed to speak, but you have to spend the whole 24 hours with other people, but you can't speak to each other. It's really interesting. And they give you this inner child. It's a little puppet, you know, so everyone gets this little puppet, which is their inner child. And you're actually coping because all this stuff comes up, obviously, because you can't speak, you know, you are really working with yourself.
Mm-hmm,
and it
mm-hmm.
was so interesting to just listen to my own dialogue. And while I was spending time with other people, somehow communicating with them, without using words. And really, I mean, it was really, really interesting, definitely very interesting course. And our inner child work, yeah, it is also our inner voice, that little voice that keeps coming up, trying to stop us whenever we want to move out of our comfort zone, is it also in most cases stems from our childhood, you know, stuff that we've been told when we were little kids and that were true then maybe, you know, that it was dangerous to do a certain thing, are of course not the same anymore now that we are adults, you know. Now we can make our own decisions and our own choices, and we are, yeah, we're adults. It's a totally different situation, but we still make the decision emotionally from what happened, you know, what we were told 40 years ago or 50 years ago.
Right.
So, yeah, for that it is, it's interesting, it's important also, I think, that we become aware of where does this type of dialogue come from and why is it stopping us. And why does it keep coming up? Because then as soon as we have awareness, we can start changing it.
Exactly. See, think about it. We can change any of those things. We can change it.
Yeah.
Like, say, for instance, if your parents told you to say racism, not to like a certain kind of people. You're brought up not to like a certain kind of people. You can go back in time and tell your child self, hey, everybody is wonderful and divine. Everybody is wonderful. Everybody is full of love. Love everybody you see. You see? It's okay. Mm-hmm. And you can change all those things. What happens? When you do that, I'm telling you, through the magic of God and virtual reality, that comes right back to you, going back into your own subconscious, gets rid of your own racism. Yeah, because what you're doing is now you're attacking it at the root. If the root is this old childhood conditioning, and you go back there and change that root, what you can do, then what happens? You change your own inner conditioning. Absolutely. So that's how it works for sure. It can be done. Absolutely. And people say, well, how can you do that? I'm telling you. Well, that's why I got 300 pages of the book here. You have to go through it one chapter at a time. But you can just realize you can do it. Like Dr. Dyer says, you think from the end. Think from the other side of the finish line. What do you want it to be? How would you want the end to be? And that's it. That's now your new reality. Think from that end, and you can make it happen.
That is totally, I mean, this is exactly how I wrote in my book, first chapter, start with the end in mind. So you're thinking from the end result that you want, yeah. But we're already coming to an end because the show is only 30 minutes. And I was a little late because I couldn't call in. I don't know what happened, but I couldn't get into my switchboard. So I was about 3 minutes late today. So we only have a couple of minutes left. So what is the message? What is one thing that you really, really want our listeners to understand, to get, to use in their life, and tell them also where they can find you?
Well, one thing for sure, know that you are a divine soul. Love that divine soul within. Love that within and love that in everything else. Love it in the flower. Love it in the clouds. Love it in the water you see. Love it in the people. Love it everywhere you see it. Love that same spirit, because all that same divine spirit you see outside, they're also in you. And love that, and you'll be in a lot better shape there. And know that whatever changes you want to make, you can do that. As long as you want to, you can do that. Now, the book will be ready soon. Right now, they can contact me at nrbookclub@cox.net. Again, nrbookclub@cox.net. My book fan list is growing from that email right there, and I actually give excerpts every month on people who are actually connected to that email and let them know how the book is coming along. So again, nrbookclub@cox.net, and then they'll know firsthand how the book is coming along step by step for sure. And to love yourself, I'm telling you, you can make it happen, but you can't do it until you reconnect. You got to put the plug back in the socket. Reconnect, and you'll be wonderful. There you go. Nazim Rashid. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having been on the show. I think what we can also add here for everybody that's listening, have an attitude of gratitude. Be grateful for what is already good in your life. When you start to really appreciate the good things that already are in your life, however small they might be, like Nassim said earlier, the bird song, the sunshine, whatever it might be, however small it might be, when you start appreciating what is already good in your life and you do that on a daily basis, then life will get better and better because you are focusing your thought on the good things. You are not focusing your thoughts on the lack. You're focusing your thoughts on what is already there, what's already present, what's good, and what you want more of. So I want to leave you with that, that please focus your thought on what is, appreciate yourself, tap yourself on the back for every little tiny achievement, celebrate it like the athletes celebrate their achievements, you know, do it every single time you achieve something, however small, to build up your own belief in yourself, because when you believe that you can, that is when you will. Before that, it is just a wish, but you will never put it back. Thank you very much, Nassim. Speak to you soon. I think I'm on your show this weekend again, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us, and I see you on Saturday, I think, right?
Thank you. Good. I hope your listeners tune in also for Saturday. Very good. Reconnected.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye now.
So bye, everybody, and I see you next Tuesday, same time, same place. This is Barbara Hofmeister from The To Be Show. Bye-bye.